Yeah, I'll have to look at the PW2 and see what it actually does. I mean, my understanding is it's still 1,000 watts, so there's no, it's not louder. I assume, therefore, that it's better, you know, interface or capability or, you know, I think it maybe supports two radios a little more smoothly than the PW1. You know, something you can do real-time switching or whatever, I don't know. But I'll have to look and see what the big issue is. Sure is nice looking.
Well, it's got that remote interface, so you can operate it from a computer or the panel, anywhere from anywhere, you know, which is still an issue. I would love to be able to operate mine remotely if I ever get in that situation, but really can't. Still trying to figure out how to interface my my Yaesu to that thing, so we'll switch bands properly, but I've not been able to do that.
I guess I don't know what the, if I don't know what language the Yaesu uses, you know, what their interface protocol is. There's got to be a device out there that'll do that. Yeah, I forgot about the remote ability. That makes sense. You can, it's just like an Ethernet cable or something that connects the head, so you can kind of put it anywhere. Or can you put it into like a router and control it like really remotely?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm almost sure of it. Or they, I think they even have a computer program to run it off your PC. Yeah, that'd be nice. I just lost my train of thought. you're making a comment about the, I don't know. Hold on, I'll remember it in a second.